You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We've got Robert Snodgrass to score and Hull to win. Was 19-2, enhanced to 14-1, which is a big enhancement. And Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win. Was 19-10, now 5-2. These two teams, Tom, locked together on 7 points apiece. Hull nicked a point away at Burnley with that Robert Snodgrass equaliser late on last weekend, while Arsenal got a fortuitous late penalty against Southampton to win at the Emirates 2-1. And that look continued when they somehow, Tom, scraped a draw against PSG despite being dominated at the Parc des Princes midweek.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that result in midweek was incredible, really. And I heard some Arsenal fans, you know, those that are very much in the Wenger in camp, you know, talked about it being sort of a tactical masterclass and things like that. You know, away from home in the Champions League, he knows how to get results, but I'm not having that. And I'm not having their performance against Southampton. It wasn't great. But I'm almost going to discount those two matches, chaps, because this is the kind of fixture, you know, Arsenal against these newly promoted sides. I was reading this, they're unbeaten in 25 games against newly promoted sides in the Premier League. They've won 21 of those matches. This is the kind of game that you look at it and you try and look against Arsenal. You try and think, well, you know, it's Arsenal. They've not played that well. Generally, the club's on a bit of a downer. But you can just see that. You can just see them turning up to Hull and just winning this 3-0. I really can. I know Hull have obviously surprised a lot of people, including myself. I mean, I had them bottom at Christmas. I hope they go on a real slide from now till then. But there is something in this side. And obviously, they do have a little bit of quality. You know, the set piece, the free kick from Snodgrass was brilliant last week. Not great for my nap selection, but there we go. But I can just see Arsenal turning up and it being an absolute job done. A bit like they did at Watford. You know, we were looking at that game and thinking, well, Watford, you know, at Vicarage Road, you know, with the strikers and I'll get stuck into them. But Arsenal just played brilliantly. And if they keep the ball off Hull, I think they win this one. I'm going to take Arsenal minus a goal here at 8-5.
8-5 Arsenal minus one for Tom. Derek?
Yeah, you're right about Arsenal in the Champions League. They were atrocious, as insipid a performance from Arsenal in Europe as I've seen in a long time. And any Arsenal fans in the Wenger out camp, well, they've only strengthened their feelings because it was unacceptable from a team who you know have been in at that level of competition for a billion years. They were terrible, and they haven't been that great in the league either. Have they all season long? So anyone fighting shy of 1-2, backing them away from home against Hull, yeah, I can understand why. But what Tom says is right. They don't make mistakes in these kind of games anymore. 6 or 7 years ago, maybe. But if these kind of fixes, they turn up 0-0 after 30 minutes, Walcott gets a fluky goal in the 34th and they end up winning 2-0, something like that. It's the Arsenal MO at the moment. What I would say is that I'm not sure they'll win it in a cakewalk, because Hull at the moment you don't look like a side that's going to ship a lot of goals. I think they haven't conceded more than one goal in any game this season, and they played Man United in that spell, by the way. When you're needing the 95th minute equaliser at Burnley to get a point, it does speak of your limitations. But they do have a tremendous fighting spirit there, and it counts an awful lot in the Premier League. We've seen that over the years. What I'm saying in a roundabout way is that I don't think this is going to be a goal fest. I can see Arsenal winning. I'm not afraid anymore to back teams to win away from home at odds on. Away from home doesn't mean anything to the top teams. What I will do is go for under 2.5 goals at a bigger price, 10-11.
Arsenal to win and under 2.5 goals is available at 5-2 as well, which looks good if you think Arsenal are going to nick it 1 or 2-0.
That's a good bet.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.